Don't encourage.
Are we live?
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I didn't.
Hey, I told you in confidence.
You do what humans have been doing for fucking thousands of years.
Good job, man. Way to go. Congratulations. Hey, look, at least I lasted more than a minute this time, all right? Personal best.
I'd say that is a personal quest.
Personal
best right there. High score.
Yeah, she almost got hers.
Almost. So close.
So close, I'm going to sleep.
Sorry about that. You're good there. You're good there someday.
Just ready? Keep believing in me.
Yeah, I've been ready.
Born ready.
All right.
But are you ready now?
Okay. On this episode of the Red Eye Report, we discuss deep fakes, or the burgeoning ability to fake video and audio using computer algorithms. Right. Are we fucked? We'll tell you about it.
No shallow fakes here.
Yeah. With me this week is Artificial Ashtray. You know, the fucked up information dystopia that we're running full steam toward might not be a bad place for Ashtray. Actually, he might be right at home. Ashtray has been superimposing nudie pics for years now. Don't fuck with him, or you might end up in a viral donkey show video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I photoshopped him.
Or it could just be a real donkey show video.
Well, that's how you get the best source material.
Right? Yeah, he has all the donkey show
videos. Yeah, and control all the lighting.
Right.
Get it just right.
Next to him is multimedia Mystic. Mystic has a background in video editing. I'm beginning to think that we should get a celebrity porn Reddit thread going, or at least make hilarious memes about people's mothers.
All right. Down. I was going to do that anyway. I mean,
when I'm bored, I like to go to porn sites and type in, "Why are you doing this? Me and your daddy love you."
All right.
Come home.
We also have Teddy. Maybe we could use this technology to slow Teddy's rate of speech down to a discernible level.
It won't happen, buddy. Stop feeding me cocaine.
Or Teddy could voice people's mothers in celebrity porn. That might be funny.
Ashtray's better at it than I am.
He's right.
Finally, there's me, Oracle. This is what my robot voice sounds like. My girlfriend warned me not to go too far down the rabbit hole with this topic, but here we are. Well, at least I'm not mining bitcoins. Welcome to the Red Eye Report, ladies and gentlemen.
So there we have it. There's my robot voice.
Okay.
Dad?
I'm kidding.
Dude, when I was putting that...
Number five is alive.
When I was putting that shit together, because... All right, so we're talking deep fakes tonight, which is kind of a general term for technology that is available that allows you to superimpose somebody's face onto somebody in video. And there are varying degrees of complexity with that, and it's all because of artificial intelligence and kind of... being able to learn what somebody's face looks like. So you feed it different pictures and then it knows like how to mimic the movements and shit like that.
So that isn't really Jessica Alba getting nailed by four black dudes?
No.
What? Because I typed it in and it came up.
But that was really the catalyst that kind of got this thing going. There was actually the guy that started that was a guy called Deepfake on Reddit.
Let me guess, he's Russian.
He very well could have been Russian.
Gotta be. Vladimir Deepfucking.
And that's kind of the catalyst of this. He released software that was able to do that. To superimpose somebody's face, and it just blew up Reddit with all this porn shit. And porn, I don't know if you guys know this, but the internet wasn't doing dick until porn. And porn fucking like blew the internet up.
Wow.
And porn was the reason why the fucking internet became what it is today. And it really kind of was the catalyst for this fucking, you know, changing faces and shit like that. But let's start with the voice emulation. So what I'm use or what I just used there was something called Lyrebird, which is a website that you can go to.
Lyrebird, like L-I-A-R, like liar.
L-Y-R-E.
Lyrebird. Like Lyrebird because you can fake with people's voices. Anyways.
So if you go to Lyrebird .ai and if you go on there and if you what it has you do is you read 30 sentences and it will take those sentences and it will teach a computer model. And as you read more and more to it, it will update your voice profile. And so then you can do talk to text, and I can say Teddy is a big fat idiot because he can't say ask correctly.
According to talk to text, I can't say ask.
Okay, well let's see what this one says. So I just put that in there. And I'm just going to do it on my phone.
Teddy is a big fat idiot because he can't say ass correctly.
Okay, so...
That sounded like Ashtray, though.
Yeah, it does sound like me. But basically, right. That was... So, what you're saying, though, is the more...
It sounds nothing like either one of you.
Well, so, it does right.
Sound like a fucking robot. But, that sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Saying, though, the more you feed it...
The more you feed it, the better voice. It gets. So, right now, it's sitting at about 60 sentences that I read to it. I don't know what that would look like, you know, if I fed in, like, 300. Also, with this technology, what you can do... You can have it listen to somebody's recording of their voice and, you know, then it can base its models off of that. So this is the open source one that has been around. Adobe.
Lyrebird is.
Yeah, Lyrebird. Nope. Anybody can go on there. Adobe actually has been working on software called Voco. They actually showed some pretty... compelling footage of it in 2016. Haven't really heard anything about it, but they think they're definitely working on it. It's still under development. And you can, the Lyrebird stuff is, you know, not perfect. I bet the Adobe stuff is a lot better, actually.
So what you're saying is I could fucking make it listen to an audiobook read by some dude,
mm-hmm.
and eventually it could fucking almost emulate him.
Yes.
I could then make that dude say whatever I want.
Yes, you could absolutely make that dude say what you want. Now, in a world, so let's just think about like podcasting, or if you're listening to the BBC News or whatever, or you think you're listening to BBC News, that's pretty scary when you think about that. But
think about how much audio material we have of ourselves on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Any well, one of us could be framed. Right? Besides what we're already guilty of on camera.
Yeah.
The thing is, we've said so much shit, it doesn't matter what they make us say.
Yeah, they couldn't even make it worse.
At this point, it's just added right?
Really. Yeah, right. Yeah, like we're already down on the at the bottom of the well.
We don't have a reputation to sully.
Right. Okay, but now... It was so that's the audio side of it, which is really interesting and kind of startling how accessible that is. And with that Lyrebird, they actually have it. It's open source, so you can develop your own apps. You can do whatever the fuck you want with that. Now, if we're looking at deepfake, where that's referring to superimposing, at the most basic level, it is training a computer to take somebody's face and put it on somebody else's face in video. And what we're about to watch is Archie Bunker with Donald Trump's face on it.
Tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas. So we're going to have to walk it. My whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. No, you know that it's a conspiracy there.
Listen, everybody else still waiting?
For years. They've been telling us to buy stuff that uses
just energy.
All electrical stuff. Yeah. Like electric toasters.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... I'll just stop it there. And there's a bunch of shit on Reddit for that where... you know, it's like a hobby for people to try to make these videos and to push the technology. And they keep on, like, the technology is like an open source technology. So they keep on refining it and making it better. So that's kind of like the most basic level of shit that's out there. And, you know, you can definitely see how that... somebody could misuse that. They could really fuck with you in doing that.
Well, now you just ruined my Rihanna porn fantasy, so thank you very much. Pornhub is nothing but a lie.
So that's actually when it started. Lie. I think that's only when it really got kind of known, was because celebrities were all of a sudden having deepfakes made about them.
And, well, the thing is, like, there was this one woman in Australia where somebody just randomly kind of targeted her. And they just started making porn videos with her face.
For real?
So is she on TV or something? Or how did they get
material? No, she was just a student that was at a university and somebody targeted her. And then she was like in 13 porn videos.
Wow.
And it just like totally fucked her life up because... I mean, she was
It's not like... what they call revenge porn, where you're actually using photos from your ex-girlfriend to shame them on the internet. This is like making up porn
pictures
of a stranger.
And she had no idea who was responsible for this. Now, the next level of this, and granted, this one was made a year ago, but this one... is deep video portraits. So what deep video portraits is a more advanced level where the deep fakes is kind of like just the face. Deep video portraits allows for more motion with the head. And I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to just let you guys watch this video and you will see kind of what the mechanism is driving this. So I'm going to bring this.
Even
one.
If they would never say those things.
The Archie Bunker one.
Say things like,
what kind was that?
I don't know.
So that was deepfakes. Watch this one when it comes up.
No, this one's worse. This one's Carson more compelling or what?
Just watch.
Just watch it
after it comes up.
President Trump.
I know. There's a delay. I get.
Now.
Get off my ass.
See, I would never say so much stuff.
I am not. Actually, I haven't done any.
Someone
I'm doing else, lemon slushy.
Someone. Yeah.
Like Jordan. Please, brother.
This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources. They sound basic, but how we move forward in the age of information is going to be the difference between whether we survive or whether we become some kind of fucked up dystopia. Thank you. Stay woke, bitches.
So what was happening there
is... He's got that Forrest Whitaker eye going on.
So Jordan Peele is actually controlling Obama's face by his face. This is a technology... This video was made a year ago, and that voice was not... Yeah. Obama's voice. That was Obama's voice created from recordings of AI listening to his voice.
Yeah, I've actually seen this video a while ago. So
just imagine that's what that looked like back then, a year ago. This started in 2017. So it's even way more fucking sophisticated than that now. And they're to the point right now where they can do full body motion as well. So you know, it's at a, like a completely different level.
And
so what you're saying is make Melania
Obama ninja
is,
kick.
Is Melania isn't alive.
there's a possibility. There's a possibility. Now, I'm sure we can imagine just like anything could be fake news, right? We would not. It gets to a point where it gets so sophisticated where we don't know what to discern as real. Or as, you know,
what do you legitimize as actual news? And
right. So shit gets fucking weird really quickly. They were talking to the Wall Street Journal, and you can see this in the notes on our website. The Wall Street Journal, they were interviewing kind of an academic that one of his things is to kind of identify counterfeit things on the internet, and some of the techniques that they are currently employing is when you are on video, you actually, when the blood is flowing through your body, you actually get like, you can see the blood flowing through your skin, like it gets more flush, and they can actually analyze that. Currently the deepfakes is not able to emulate that properly. Also blinking patterns, they look for different blinking patterns, but they said that now it's pretty much an arms race between people trying to identify these and people trying to break that and to get past those.
Or break it is in the sense of past the detection measures that it is a fake as far as analyzing it.
Yep. So they're trying to make the models smarter.
So it almost sounds like a virus versus antivirus battle.
Pretty much.
Continue.
Pretty much. And I downloaded one of the programs to create this shit today. So
one of these open source programs?
Yes. Yes. So,
put my face in.
So what did you make for us?
I didn't make anything for you. I was just curious as to how easy it was to get
put
this.
Put me in the face of Sigourney Weaver and Aliens.
No, that would be the root. That scared the shit out of me, bro.
I know, exactly.
Scared the living shit out of me. Oh, my God.
Probably looked better.
Oh, that's a dig on Sigourney.
It's really
she's ugly as shit. Are you kidding me? You really think she's hot?
She looks like a Glenn Danzig.
Now,
Ripley.
It's really interesting though because, like the software that came out in 2017, that open source project, that website's been shut down, and that dude actually had a crypto miner embedded in the program, so when you were using it was mining fucking bitcoins for him.
So you didn't know it, but he was using your
right.
Hey, fuck it,
it's why free not?
But it's definitely one of those
my
deals
electricity bill through the roof
where you're dealing with lot of fucking shady characters when you're dealing with this stuff. So fucking Altered Carbon, here we come. Fucking buckle up.
What do you think it is? You know, do you think is it especially like say people in you know, countries like Egypt where you got all these you know, highly educated young people, but there's no jobs for them.
Mm-hmm.
They got time to just sit around, you know, like they went to school for, you know, anywhere near that kind of programming, and like if they got time to kill, imagine what ISIS will be able to do.
They
already have pretty glamorous propaganda videos.
Yeah. So basically what this does, the way that this works is you need to feed it pictures. You need to feed it you know, starting point.
So it's 100. Only as good as like how much material you give it to work with.
Right. As much material and you need to isolate the material to give it good pictures. Which for a celebrity or somebody famous, there's a fucking lot of pictures online.
Right.
You just need to steer it in the right direction. And
ugly mug is safe.
What it does is it generates millions of fucking images. The model starts to learn and fucking make that shit on its own out of those. But if
stop
you've got
making computers smarter, they will overrun us. Well, have not seen Terminator.
What the computers fuck, are the thing that's is not the thing is the computers are making themselves smarter now.
Oh my God, it's too late.
Yes.
Oh so, yeah, we're done. I won't.
They don't know.
Well, we got time
with these algorithms. They don't know what makes them tick. It has gotten to the point, like with the when you see the Google imaging stuff, they don't know why it makes those images that it makes, because it's doing its own shit. It's making its own stuff.
It's like the same concept as fusion, huh? Like nuclear fusion. That's like what everyone's after. Is an energy source that regenerates itself. We've created it in AI. Yeah,
in AI, right?
Well, we've created the AI that makes itself smarter. It's not an energy source,
but it's
no. That's the same concept, though. I get you. Something that we created that we kind of stumbled upon, and we're like, oh fuck.
But I think the most the thing that is really dangerous about this is right now, kind of what. We've been engaged in information warfare with Russia, you know, pretty significantly since 2016. Yeah. And really, you know, what is coming to light is it wasn't about Donald Trump. It was about eroding our confidence in our institutions and in the news and in media. That's really what the effort was by the Russians.
And this is something like state-run.
Just like Egypt, too. Russia has plenty of highly intelligent and highly skilled fucking people to do shit like this.
Mm-hmm. But that,
you know what I mean?
That's the thing is they absolutely achieve that in the United States. Do you have less confidence in American institutions now than what you did.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes. That is, has a lot to do with Russian bots and influence
in the first place.
Spreading in this country. Memes and links and
right.
shit.
Right. You don't know what to trust. Now, just imagine.
Well, they even started actual rallies in real life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they're fucking up people that bad where they're actually starting physical rallies for, you know, bots. And just imagine if they employ these fucking deep fakes in order to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to be fucking pandemonium, right? I can't even say it. I need to put that in my text, right? My talk to text. But it's going to be fucking wild in order to do that. I don't know. I mean, do you guys think that we're fucked? Or do you think we're? What do you think the implications of this are?
I don't know. It's gonna be like you said. It sounds like a cat and mouse kind of game where, and granted, it's gonna be limited to mostly famous people are gonna be most likely the ones to have to worry about, but. Mm-hmm.
We're almost there, Ashtray. We're almost there.
Shit, we could we could have like a never mind. Fine, Teddy, go.
No, I'm saying we're almost famous. We're almost there. That's what I meant.
Oh, no, I thought you meant we're almost there as in like get done with the topic.
No, I mean we're almost
there. I say what in the sense that we get misled faster than we can prove it or faster than we can disprove that it's a fake. Like, will we be able to catch them in time before people get outraged?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that brings up a good point that the Wall Street Journal, when they were interviewing that expert, they said that just imagine this scenario. Somebody makes a deep fake video of Donald Trump saying that he has launched nuclear weapons toward North Korea. North Korea, you know, when somebody launches a nuclear missile, you don't have a lot of time to react, right? Right.
Well, yeah, and they probably can't detect them until it's already white in the sky.
And if that shit goes viral, just saying, it's
thanks for putting the idea out there on the internet. Appreciate it.
So I'm just gonna keep my head down and try to get as high as I can until I die. Yeah. Hopefully, before all this goes down. So
yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be you know, like with photography, there are ways where They can, you know, detect manipulation in an image.
Yeah, yeah, but like you said, but like you said before, I mean, if somebody could take a video, do they take a little video, whatever, it'll go viral way before any kind of software can detect it, unless it's some kind of software that when you upload it, right, okay, this is fake.
Social media, that's not there. So, yeah. And with the, well, that shit can go viral in fucking hours, it, a matter of hours.
What the bots are pushing it to.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I mean, just imagine if it was like
we ban all bots.
And like even if they could disprove it without a shadow of a doubt, people would still fucking believe it because that's how fucking stupid we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes, we are human.
I mean, I guess in the face of this, I think it really seems like there needs to be a way to fucking pump the brakes on the whole social media fucking information dissemination and shit like that.
Yeah, it's called pipe bombs, man. Start fucking mailing them to all these idiots doing all this shit.
Good luck with that. That's a
fucking problem.
You live in a van.
Live in my analog world, motherfucker.
Package. Oh, man. So, yeah, watch out for this fucking shit. There's definitely going to be some fucking crazy stuff going on as a result. You heard it here first, breaking the news.
Yeah, right? Just like we taught the whole world about ISIS.
Yep, we taught you about ISIS.
Pulitzer Prize winning reporting.
We're teaching you about deep fakes. All right. Hey,
if Donald Trump can get fucking nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, we can get a goddamn Pulitzer.
Goddamn right. Or we can make a deep fake video of us. Actually, receiving...
Except the fucking, in the Pulitzer.
Yep. So next up, we have the What Sexy section of the show, where we tell you what's good in this world.
And you'll believe it.
Garland's coming for you.
Merrick Garland.
The fuck is that?
He's a judge.
That judge. Remember?
Oh,
he's a judge that the Republicans decided to... not let Obama nominate for the Supreme Court. So now he runs the court that coincidentally Donald Trump's lawsuit thing about his fucking tax returns will be in front of next. So it's coming to this guy's court, and I think it's karma.
Yep.
It really is karma. Fucking the greatest thing I've ever heard of. This dude got fucked over for being on the you know, there's only
supposed to be
nine people hold that
lifetime nomination.
Exactly. So he could have been an elite fucking judge and probably would have deserved it, because I mean, he seems like he's, you know, he doesn't rape fucking people when he's drunk when he's in high school, at least. Like fucking, you know, Cavanaugh-y. Cavanaugh-y Burt. But yeah, I think it's fucking great. Great karma. It's fucking awesome. That's it. Garland's coming for you.
Boom. Okay, next up we have me. And guess what, Teddy? I'm fucking scuba certified.
No, you're pool scuba certified.
I've been in the ocean, man, two times.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Let me know how to shark bite feels.
It's two times more than Teddy's ever been in the ocean.
You don't work anymore?
I've actually been in the ocean.
What do you mean I don't work anymore? You can only dive for like half an hour at a time, dude.
Right? Oh, shit.
I don't have like unlimited air where I live at the bottom of the sea.
Not like he got it pilot.
Well, I guess I thought it would take a little longer to be certified. This isn't
the fucking the abyss.
So the four afternoons and you're certified. Like
no, I
well,
I,
two. It took it me isn't a, fucking
took me a couple weeks, and I had to do classes.
How many times a week?
Two times a week.
Two times a week for how many weeks?
Couple weeks.
Okay, So four classes, two times a week.
Well, two in the pool, two in the classroom, and two in the ocean. So six different sessions.
There you go. Yep. See? That's how easy it was to figure out that number.
Yeah, math. Okay. But it's badass. It's fucking the water.
How much is it to get your gear to do it on your own?
So gear is not cheap. If you want to get semi-decent gear, so don't just buy something on Amazon for your fucking safety gear. That's not a good idea. It's going to cost you a couple G's to kind of get up and running if you want to have your own stuff. But it's good. It's fucking badass. So I never considered that when you're scuba diving, you can just walk into the fucking ocean. If it's like, if there are spots, you know, you don't want to go directly into the waves, but coves and things like that, you know, go into a boat landing and just walk out there and swim out there and explore and fucking bring it on out. It's just a great way to spend a morning. And it's so cool when you're down there and you come out and it's like, damn, I was just in a completely different fucking world. You know?
Yeah, I bet that's
a world that I could have gotten eaten or killed in. That's cool.
Dude. You know?
Eaten or killed.
They don't want dick to do with you out there.
I'm happy you got
it. Is the water pretty clear there, right? Out in the ocean,
it's,
too?
It really isn't in Rhode Island. It is out there. Exactly.
Yeah. But how do you like peeing on yourself in a wetsuit to keep warm?
Where
are you going? Is it a bay area?
You haven't had to?
No, I haven't.
Did they teach you that trick about peeing in a wetsuit to keep warm?
Well, it's a pretty easy trick. You learn it when you're a baby to pee.
Well, is that what you're supposed to do in a wetsuit? Just pee on yourself?
I mean, if you have to pee, otherwise. Well,
does the wetsuit absorb any water?
Yes. So a wetsuit brings water in and it traps it next to your body, and that's how it heats you up. Actually, it heats that water up. That water. Okay. So the water out here is 50 degrees. So if you
pee, is the water going to go through your wetsuit?
So if you pee, if you pee, your fucking pee is on your body.
I need to be swimming in my own pee.
Yes.
Yeah. See, if I've been out in the ocean for a while,
does it really matter if you swim? Come on, man. You're going to come in and take a shower. It isn't like you're just going to sit around for 4 days.
I mean, I haven't had to fucking piss. You just pee before you go in.
Scuba skin.
Pee before you go.
Yeah.
You pee every half an hour?
Your girlfriend won't let you in bed. Jesus Christ, get out of here with that scuba.
Why are you all trying to like attack his fucking accomplishment? I don't understand it. Like, he's like, oh, I got certified. You guys are like, that's fucking gay. You didn't just sit around and get drunk and fucking surf the internet
for deep fake porn videos.
No, that's totally
congratulations,
cool.
Oracle. I'm
thank
so happy
you.
For you, buddy. I'm just giving you shit because it's
thank
funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I feel intimidated, but it's because I guess I have this fear of the big body of water, but
I've done snorkeling and shit. I've just never wanted to do scuba. I'm not, you know.
Well,
you ever rub one out there?
Yeah, my two times that I've been in the ocean where I was being tested, I was just like, okay, hold on.
I'm not done yet.
Let me cut a hole in my wetsuit to pull my penis out into this 50-degree water.
Natural. Anybody would do that.
I swear, it's just shrinkage. The water's cold.
So are you going to get yourself some of your own gear?
Yeah, so I've been collecting some gear. I plan on, I definitely want to have my own gear because I want it to be something like on a Saturday morning, just fucking go out, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm done by 11 o'clock and just kind of get some exercise in and shit.
I
mean, like
that. Some good exercise, I was just going to say, because you don't really realize that, you know.
Yeah.
The muscles that you use to keep yourself.
It's good exercising or good exercise, but it's also pretty fucking chill.
Why are you laughing? Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear
he said something.
Did I? My poor dad. He was, could you hear him snoring in the background?
No, no.
No, not at all.
No, you just woke him up, you fucking asshole.
I threw this bottle cap and it hit his glasses and made a big ting.
Wow.
All right, well, next up we have Ashtray with lemon slushy.
Yeah, I blame it all on the slushy.
Mm-hmm.
The slushy. We had a friend whose name won't be named.
Did it all for the slushy. All for the slushy. The
slushy, right? Exactly. Look at this little guy.
Biscuit, I would defriend.
He's cute. Shake, man.
Dollar bill.
So, anyways, this is my first vape cartridge, and boy, it's that's like my friend said, it's too.
Welcome
convenient.
To 2012.
Yeah. Right. That too. Right? Why? Can I get these through you too, Mystic?
If you want.
On the air.
I mean, right now, whatever. What, it doesn't matter.
No. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Nothing was ever said or done.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Anyways, yeah.
Ashley's getting killed after the show.
So this is one of those nice ones that comes from a legal state. And yeah, that's why my wet sexy is like, I'm finally up with the times. It's super convenient.
So you went from like 1880s snuff to fucking 2012 fucking vape cartridge.
I still don't know what the times, buddy. They got hash pins now. I'll go get mine to show you. You're way still behind. Yeah,
caught up yet. Man, fuck it. They give babies that are born a fucking one of those slushy cartridges.
Right. What kind of battery do you have to put it on?
Got a giant fucking thing?
Yeah. Screw it into.
It's it slips in here with a magnetic adapter so you can easily change it.
Weird. It doesn't screw on there at all?
Yeah.
Well, you screw the adapter onto the base.
Oh, okay. And then it's, I then gotcha. Yeah.
That base is magnetic, so you just got to make sure not to lose that part.
How much was that?
It was like under $25, and really? It has this.
Who's with the times now?
Fucking yeah, right. Yeah.
So you see this like little kind of
screws on there?
Yeah.
No, well, it's got this. It might be hard to see, but.
Yeah,
it's almost like this diaphragm. You can adjust the size. I guess it takes the three different sizes.
I can't stop looking at fat sausage fingers when you do that.
Shut up.
Because you want them in your butt.
Right on, man.
I do.
Anyways, so I'll put a plug in for the Underground in Platteville where I stopped on my way home. And he's like, if you want the top of the line starter kind of thing kit, he recommended this one because you can change the temperature three ways. You can do a preheat, and it has these variable sizes. And it was still like $25.
It is pretty cheap.
I think it was like 20.
But you can change the heat on pretty much all of them because a lot of people turn it way too high, above like 3.8, and then fucking when they're burning.
You're saying
shit.
The basic pen types, you know, you can get those for like $9, but
yeah, that's the one I have. It's just a little. It works perfect for me.
If you forget it in your pocket and stuff, it's easy to bend the contacts. He said, and they
yeah, I just don't put it in my pocket. Nobody's going to think that anyone's stupid enough to just leave it out in the open. So I just leave it out in the open.
they all look like vape pants. I've taken mine to airports and put them on the thing through security and shit. They don't give a fuck. I mean, it looks like a vape pant in them. So.
And it doesn't smell. I mean,
it doesn't smell. I mean, not really. Like,
it smells right when you use it, but it does not linger. Like,
yeah. They're great for movie theaters.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Teddy with Westworld season. Three.
So, now that our dragon show is gone, boohoo, boohoo. Put a coat of paint. The next. Who cares? You suck. Anyway. the only other show I watch on HBO is Westworld, and they released a trailer for episode 3. I don't have any of y'all watched Westworld?
I've watched like two episodes of the first season.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, first season, but that's
the rough edge. Okay. Yeah, well, they're coming out with season three. My thing about it, the only thing I don't like about it is this one's not coming out until 2020. So I don't understand why they released the trailer for it, and it's just not coming out for like another year. I don't get why these shows are like these 2-3 year hiatuses. Yeah, I get it.
The production is insane, dude.
Yes.
Do you know how fucking much, first off, it costs and how long this shit takes to do? Like, yeah. The battles in Game of Thrones, I guarantee you, took the longest. That shit's all fucking green screen. That shit's all fucking animated. It's insane.
Looks badass.
Yeah, look at all that shit that's fucking got to be created.
Yeah.
Looks a lot different than the first season did.
Well, that's because the first season, I don't know. I'm going to be an ashtray and ruin it for you. The first season, it's based on a park that people go and they have these robot hosts that you can fuck, shoot, Western, kill, whatever you want to. Right, but in the second season, the robots became self-aware and they had like kind of a revolt. And one of them actually got off the smartest one actually got out of the park. And then, so the third season is going to take place in the real world, where she's outside of the park in the real world. And that's where the third season is going to take place. So, yeah.
Boom.
Aaron Paul is in it.
Who the fuck is Aaron Paul?
Travis.
I don't know. He played Jesse on fucking,
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Where Oracle goes, I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Nope, yeah. I haven't.
you never seen Breaking Bad?
Oh, geez, calm down, fucking Teddy.
Watch a TV show, for fuck's sake. That really is
one of the best shows.
Watch that show. It's fucking the transformation. Oh, my God, yeah.
It's good. Only five seasons. It's go by quick.
Go watch it, man.
Is it on Netflix or Amazon Prime right now?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix, yeah.
All right.
If I'm watching Trailer Park Boys, you can watch that fucking show.
And then I can fucking
you're right.
No longer have a conversation like a human being like you guys. Fucking Trailer Park Boys reference.
Hey, you have shit on me, I have shit on you. We're shit brothers. Okay? We're shit brothers.
Case in point. Thank you, Teddy. All right. So next up we have Fuck What You Think, where we rage.
Yeah.
About rage. Fucking retarded shit. First up, we have Teddy with no kindergarten ceremony.
You know, it really grinds my gears.
Ooh.
Kindergartners.
So my son. It's kindergarten. I know it's just the first grade you go through, but I was kind of excited to have like get a little certificate of my son. Because he had to learn how to read and everything else and all this other stuff in kindergarten and learn his addition and subtractions from multiples of 10 or 10 or whatever. I mean, he worked hard to get to kindergarten, and I kind of wanted him to have like some kind of, I was kind of hoping to get to do this little fucking like little, hey, yeah, you graduated kindergarten.
Hello?
But yeah, his school doesn't, hey,
honey. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't remember doing dick in kindergarten.
Hello.
Well, because you're an adult now.
didn't we just take naps? They aren't doing math.
They don't take naps in kindergarten here.
What?
They don't take. There are no naps.
No, you naps to, in kindergarten.
He had to know how to read. He had to know how to know his numbers up to 100. He had to know his addition and subtraction. He had to be able to add or subtract 1 through 10, any number you asked him. That's what he had to do. And he worked real hard on the shit. He had to know.
Sounds like some schools in Korea. South
and he had to know his coin denominations, pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters. I know denominations and how to add them up and stuff. So I mean, he worked real hard in kindergarten. I was kind of hoping he would get a little ceremony and get that shit. I'm kind of pissed. His teacher's like, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, well, all the fucking shit you have my son do, you better do something. I'm like, shit. So I'm just kind of pissed about that. I was kind of hoping to get like a kind of a.
Sounds like you don't do a lot of things anymore, Sheila.
Knowledge is his only reward, Teddy.
That's only something. Right? That's what
student knowledge don't pay the student loan bills.
So yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. Fuck this goddamn school. Let's go back next year.
Yep. They should get fucking ice cream at least. That was always
a good idea. I bet you the white kids got a ceremony.
Oh.
My kid's half white. He should got half a ceremony, man. Fuck you.
He got a ribbon or some shit at least.
All right, next up is me and being a fat fuck.
Accept it. Yeah. Accept it, buddy. I told you, you got that daddy gut. That's right.
I have the daddy gut. I've got the daddy gut going. And, you know, I have kind of embraced it, but I get constant reminders as to kind of... Okay.
Every time you look at yourself in the mirror.
So looking at myself Jesus in the mirror doesn't bother me, but when I go up and down stairs and I'm fucking huffing and puffing, like I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah. Or, it bothers him when he has to move his stomach.
Or the other day when I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go on the fucking trip because I go to the gym. If I didn't go to the gym, I'd be like fucking like mystic size by this time.
So you just go to the gym to lift?
No, I go to the gym. I go on like fucking elliptical machines and shit. Yeah, just look at them and judge them.
But you obviously aren't doing treadmill.
I'm not doing treadmill. I'm feeling good. I'm gonna go on the treadmill. So I go on the treadmill, and it's one of those. One of the things on the treadmill, like I always like, it's like, fuck, this thing is like not going fast enough. Or I try to do like one of their training programs and it starts out super slow and then it gets super fast. And I'm like, fuck. So I just put it on the manual thing and I'm going up and I'm going at a decent pace and I'm doing pretty good. And my breathing's fine and my stamina's fine. But then I'm just like, fuck, my ankle is hurting like a motherfucker. I should probably stop doing this before I fucking hurt myself.
Do you stretch or anything?
Yeah, I stretch, man. Last time I didn't stretch, I couldn't.
Man. You're getting old, dude.
I couldn't feel my foot for a month. The last time I did stretch. How old are you?
What was that last accident you had?
It wasn't like, even an accident.
Not an accident, but like something just hurt.
Sciatica.
Right? Sciatica.
I couldn't feel my leg and my foot for a month.
Damn sciatica.
Yeah, it was fucking lame.
How old are you, Oracle?
I'm 36.
36. Holy shit.
Yep. And so being fat.
Think of what it's
going
to be like when you're 60, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to be so fucked up.
That's what you got to look forward to. I am in constant pain all day long, dude.
Oh, and
I'm
Jesus.
40. I'm going to.
He feels like a 97 year old.
I hope
just
I die.
Kill me now.
The next 5 years at least.
Yeah, right. Just to be out of your own misery.
Wow.
Right. All right. Next up, we have Ashtray. Trump is paying himself when he goes to his resorts.
Which is, I mean, a lot of people know, you know, for a lot of people, it's like, yeah, well, duh, of course, it's obvious. But basically, this recent report comes out where it's showing that basically the Government Accountability Office report shows that taxpayers, so just four of the trips to Mar-a-Lago cost taxpayers $13.6 million.
What the fuck?
Or about $3.4 million per trip.
$3.4 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, so basically it's their Mar-a-Lago is charging them for everything. Like if they use any of the liquor. If they stay in the rooms at Mar-a-Lago, they basically have to rent rooms to hold, like to set up the security detail. So Mar-a-Lago is sending the government a bill. There's also Secret Service spent $400,000 protecting Donald Trump Jr. and Eric when they took trips in January and February 2017. So basically this is a full like PDF report you can find if you click on our links. And it's basically like giving you out the numbers of what, at least on the federal agency side, because wherever a president goes, a lot of coordination is involved. And of course, there's going to be multiple agencies. There was some other ridiculous.
Isn't it near Fort Lauderdale? Mar-a-Lago? Because I read something about Fort Lauderdale's police force. Like, they bill the government too for added fucking resources. You know what I'm saying? Because they have to fucking.
The Coast Guard the Coast Guard cost, I don't know, it was some like ridiculous like $200,000 for that extra level of security in the oceans. This is according to the Washington Post. Trump has taken some 19 trips to Mar-a-Lago during his presidency so far. If the average cost, $3.4 million for the first four trips, is extrapolated, that means the president's vacations cost taxpayers at least $64.6 million. And that doesn't count travel to his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where Trump goes in the summer.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, Obama took vacations and other presidents took vacations, but they went to... Exactly. They went to a place that's already secure, that they don't have to rent rooms for the fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and even fucking what's his face went to his own ranch.
Oh, Bush. You know what I mean?
Bush, yeah.
Fucking, yeah. He didn't like charge the Secret Service, I'm sure, to fucking stay there. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking.
Or, yeah, it wasn't like a, you know, where it's like Mar-a-Lago is a hotel and they're actually giving.
Right, and there's other people. That's the thing. And there's the public there, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why the security has to be so fucking outrageous.
It's ridiculous. You know, it's like. It's just sad to see how many norms have all bent
right
for Donald Trump.
Well, like, thing is, why is this,
make it work?
Why is this acceptable? I mean, if he's not allowed to make any money during his presidency like that off the business.
Nobody has the balls to call him out on it. That's the fucking problem. He's gotten away with it for so long.
Well,
that people just fucking.
Well, they, you know, people can call him out on it, but no one's got the balls to like legally take it up to, you'd have to take it to the Supreme Court.
Right.
To, and I mean, that's what might happen with these, like you're saying with the Neil Gorsuch thing.
Merrick Garland.
Or Merrick Garland. Yeah, I'm getting my judges all mixed up. Merrick Garland's, it's the papers on the front, Deutsche Bank records. Is that what it is that he's, yeah. Those kind of things are going to ratchet up to where the Supreme Court is going to say, yeah, you can't, motherfucker, you can't just, oh, you don't need to see this. I don't work for you, people. Fuck. Yeah.
That's the only one he does work for, you fucking moron.
Does this sound retarded?
Imagine what we're going to find out.
Sound retarded?
Heaven help us if it's 8 years, but imagine what we're going to find out when he is finally out of office.
All right. Next up, Lada. What the fuck is Lada?
So, Niki Lauda was a Formula One race car driver who died 2 days ago at age 70.
2 days ago?
Yeah, I think, or yesterday, one of the something like that. He was 70 years old.
Oh. Did he die in a car?
No, he died of like fucking
old age,
kidney failure, and fucking something else. But here's the fuck what you think is that this dude survived. There was a movie Rush made about him, because in the 70s he was in a battle for the F1 championship with Ethan something Hunt was I forgot what his name was. The other race car driver, they were like battling for first place, and Niki Lauda got into an accident on the Nürburgring. Is one of the worst accidents ever, and like he burnt like 70-some% of his body.
Oh, that really dude! Bad. I remember that from the documentary that we watched.
Yeah.
About other.
And he came back 6 weeks later and ended up. He didn't win the championship, but he was second. He was fucking still held his second place.
And
he stayed like that. He didn't want to get surgery and shit because the dude was just a fucking.
He was a driver.
Just a man. You know what I mean? Like, he was
man.
A fucking race car driver.
Man's
like,
man.
He was a fucking badass. He was fucking burnt almost alive. You know what I mean? The coroner actually pronounced him dead in the ambulance.
Damn.
He fucking lived.
Can't believe the coroner was there.
Came back and won three times, won three fucking championships. And then he fucking goes out with some fucking bunk ass kidney failure. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, man, fuck that. This dude's a champ. He should have went out slaying fucking bears
and wrestling alligators.
You know what I mean? Wrestling bears in Austria with a pocket knife and shit. Fucked up, man. Not a way for a champion to go out.
Yeah.
His Marlboro Ferrari is still one of the most iconic Formula One cars. 72, I think it was. 1972. No. 77. Yeah. But anyway. Boom. Bam. That's it.
Bam.
All right.
Bam.
So that's,
bam biggity.
That's it for us.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
We're already there.
Fuck with you, think?
Yeah, I did.
Not yeah. talking about Oracle.
Yeah, being a fat fuck.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Stairs. We meet again, my worst enemy.
All right, so in all seriousness, go fuck yourself, being a fat fuck. That's our show. We're going to be here every Wednesday or Thursday at 10 p.m. Central for our Facebook live stream. So we actually have our podcast as well. If you're listening to the podcast, we have a live stream that you guys can check out. Go to our website, theredeyereport.com. Don't fucking twiddle us. Check out our memes. Send us memes. Tell us dick jokes. Tell us go fuck our mothers.
Right. Except for my mom. She's a sweetheart.
She's a saint.
Anything bad about my mom?
The rest of us have an Oedipus complex. We're good.
All right. So I'm Oracle.
I'm Mystic.
This is Ashtray.
Yeah.
And the black man is last, you racist sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Mystic's been last for like 4 weeks. He got that shit in there quick.
Huh? Yeah, I did. I saw my opportunity and I slid in there.
All right. Send us those deep fakes.
Send us those deep fakes.
Put this face in porn. Your shit will blow up. Boom.
Oh, God.
Yes. Put it in dude blow porn.
Up. It'll blow something.
There are no faces in porn.
Challenge accepted.
Not that kind of porn.
Nope. You already unleashed the genie.
Yeah, you just said porn. That's a pretty broad
straight
category.
Straight porn. Shit. Well, I mean, I thought it was understood. It's only straight porn.
Don't assume, Teddy.
Teddy, don't do
you make an ass of you and me, or you get fucked in your ass.
Yeah.
The old saying.
It could be some weird Tibetan midget monk porn. Teddy's face that. On it.
You know what? You know how he came up with that? It's because he watches it. That's the only time he came up with that shit.
I'm not going to say I haven't seen an episode or two, if you know what I mean.
Not going to say I have.